This is Wine and Dine in LA with Anush, where I talk about wine in a fun and approachable way and bring you all insights of the world of wine. Welcome back to Wine and Dine in LA with Anush. Today, I have a very special guest, Musho Haladzian. He's the marketing director of Old Bridge Winery, an iconic winery located in Armenia. And in the first part, we talked about Old Bridge location, where it's located in the very ancient part of the winemaking world, so to say. You should definitely listen to the first part. In the second part, we are going to talk more about the winery, winery operations, how the winery has been impacted by COVID and then the war of 2020, and what is going on now. And then, of course, I'm sure you would want to buy a bottle of the wine where you can find it. So, Mushojan, I know that all the family is involved in the operations. Tell us who does what.
Okay, so when we speak family business, the first thing that comes in mind for listeners is that, oh, that is so sweet, oh, it's so nice that the whole family does that. But there is a very important thing that nobody should like cross the road for anybody else. Like, everybody should have something to do, but at the same time, we should do everything in a way not to
there's toes or
yeah
feet,
exactly
right?
Exactly, yeah,
work harmony,
exactly. Like, everybody needs to have their own part of area of responsibility, so that they know they need to do it in the best possible way and bring to the perfect result. And that's what we did, because like when we look at our family and at our production, it is divided in the following way. My father, who is the founder of the company, he is mainly busy making wine, growing the grapes, so like more into the technological part. My mom is mainly working with like making the menus for our restaurant, which is next to the winery, and also taking care of our bed and breakfast, which we run in the town of Yerevan, where our winery is located. I mainly take care of our marketing, contacts with customers, contacts with exporters. And my brother, he is an IT specialist, so he's mostly busy making our website, refreshing, updating, so like nobody gets into the other's area, nobody is like interrupting each other. So that's how we got the harmony in the whole business, and this is the model that works, especially in such a interesting and special like branch like winemaking and service area.
Yeah, it's really easy to get things out of hand, so to speak, because you know, family, you can get comfortable and you, it's like, yeah, no, it's my dad, it's my brother.
Yeah,
but it's so important, just like you said, to keep everyone in charge of their own task, you know, everyone is doing certain
right.
things, and to not to step on each other's toes, because for a success, it's very important. So that is a great tip for anyone who is thinking of starting a family business. Those things need to be taken into consideration.
Yeah, and especially after those 2 decades of the life of this business, now when we look back, we always say that an area like this, the winemaking and the service area, we cannot actually imagine how it can be like super successful if it's not run by a family. And it's not only about us, it's like when we look at our colleagues here in Armenia, most of the like best top ranked wineries here are also run by families, like at least two generations are involved. So that's probably the main working model for this business.
Agree. So I want to take a little sadder, mm-hmm. talk about a little less exciting period of winemaking that's been fairly recent. We had, you know, with all the success and excitement of the Armenian wine mm-hmm. industry, we had unfortunately, well, the whole world went through COVID in 2020, yeah. and I'm sure that affected everyone. And mm-hmm. then as we were somehow coming out of COVID, a little bit easing, we had this devastating war in Armenia.
Yeah.
How did that impact wine industry and Yereg Nadzor, Areni, where you are, because you're so close to the border?
Yeah. Well, you know, the like the last 2 years before 2020, so the 2018 and 2019 were like really great ones from like winemaking and tourism perspective. Why I say tourism? Because like our winery is rather popular among the tourists who visit our area for wine tours and stuff. So after the 2018, 2019, we used to say like, if Armenia gets like not more than 2-3 more such kind of years, the country is gonna, you know, like blossom, the economy is gonna stand like strong on its knees. And we always used to say like, as long as we don't get a war, because like we already like two generations have gone through a war back in the 90s in Artsakh. So we always keep in mind what that means. And the reality was that in 2020, we, first of all, we had the COVID, like you said, and that nobody could have expected. Like most of us didn't even know that something like this can happen, that the whole world will be just, you know, locked down. And then after COVID, then we had the war as well. So yeah, it was kind of a like a double trouble. And I remember so well, like when the war started, because it was right at the harvest season. We usually do the harvest in like late September, beginning of October. And in other years, when we do the harvest, it's always like, you know, like fun times and people are happy. Employees at the winery are like in good mood, you know, doing their job, singing, having fun while doing what they do. But in 2020, it was different. It was such a killing silence in the winery, because each of us had at least one person who was at war, at least one. And yeah, so we will remember the 2020 vintage for a long time, I think. And hopefully we will never have anything like that again.
Oh, it's such a difficult topic to talk about. It's very sad. But what's amazing is that you, the winemakers, still continue to make the wine. And yeah. Like you said, that vintage is going to be very special to drink. Now, mm-hmm. So to speak, the war is over. Which is not really.
At least a ceasefire, yeah.
A ceasefire. So when I was traveling to the region, everyone is still in a sort of a preparedness mode. How does that impact the life, everyday life? And how do you still have energy and strength and optimism to continue making wine, knowing that the enemy is like breathing down your neck.
Yeah, like, you know, especially after, like, it was not so long ago, it was in September 2022, when we had a short, like, escalation in Jermuk area, which is probably some 30 minutes from us. And at the same time, our winery and our hometown is quite close to the border. And the thing is that I believe we as a nation need to understand the reality we live in, the region we live in, the rules we have here. And that means that the more we prepare for a war, the later it will happen. Because if your enemy sees that you are prepared for war, then they are not going to be willing to start one. But if they see that you are just having fun and, you know, ignoring the reality, not doing anything to prepare for the next war, then, of course, they are going to attack, especially taking into consideration the so-called neighbors we have, which, seem to be not so, you know, satisfied with the home country they have, and they are kind of willing to take everything from everyone around them. So that's the only thing that we should be doing. Like, we need to prepare, we need to train, we need to help the army whenever we can, with everything we can. Like, in our family, both me and my brother, we usually go for some short military trainings every year. You have probably heard about a thing called VOMA in Armenia. They train like the civilians, just in case a new war happens, so that you are ready to go and defend your home country, and you're not like unprepared.
It's,
and
so important to be prepared, so important to be aware. But true. It's also what is the most amazing, like I mentioned, within this whole situation, you are still continuing to make amazing wine. The life goes on, and new wineries pop up, new vineyards are being planted, so which is also a sign and a act of saying that we lived here for ages, for centuries, and we're still going to be here regardless of all the threats.
Yeah, because, like, you know, no matter what happens, although this might sound a bit bad in nowadays reality, life goes on. And like they say, if everybody does his job well, we'll have a perfect country. So that's what we keep in mind. And no matter what happens, we need to move forward. We need to do our part, make our economy stronger. And like, what we try to do is to present Armenia using our high quality wines, bring more knowledge about our beautiful, beloved country using this amazing liquid called wine.
That's a beautiful way to say that. I visited Old Bridge first time in last year. It was, we came unannounced. We did not make reservations, but because I was with friends, and you know, we know each other, so I think it was okay to do that. And
of course,
what an amazing, like, I've seen many videos. We have done a video live together. I've seen pictures, but being there was completely different experience. And while we were there, the winery was packed. You had some groups coming. Some of them were eating inside, some of them were outside. Such a busy and wonderful experience, and it was excellent to see. tourists from all over the world. There were languages, yeah. There were so many different languages. So for our listeners, how can they make an appointment, or can mm-hmm. they just drop in just like we did, or it's necessary to make an appointment coming in?
Well, usually we say like this, if it's not like high season for tourism, which is like from March to November, then it's quite okay to just drop in. But during the high season, we strongly suggest our guests to book a table beforehand, because it might be, like you said, like really crowded sometimes. And the easiest way to do that is to email us info@oldbridgewinery.com, and we'll make a reservation for you. You know, now sometimes we, like you said, sometimes you hear like thousands of different languages at the same time at the restaurant, and sometimes I can even ask our customers, like, especially when I hear that they are, let's say, all the way from Australia or somewhere else, like, how did you find us? How did you manage to get here, like, all this way? And especially now when we look back, sometimes I try to remember, like, how did this happen, that a small unknown company that was like entering this wild jungle of winemaking started to grow, started to get popular, get guests from all over the world. Like recently we like accepted as a guest a guy who is considered to be the one that has traveled the most countries in the world, and he was like one of our guests, and like many like beautiful, amazing people visit us every year. And I always say that it's the best part of this business, getting to meet all these great people from all over the world and sharing those beautiful moments with them. So yeah, well, we are lucky that we are in this business and not any other.
That is the most rewarding. That is the biggest reward, you know, to have those customers visit and say, finally, because when I bought the wine and I tasted it, it was so delicious, and it made me pack up and go. So sometimes when people ask me, they say, what is your favorite wine? Yeah. Do you like this? Do you like this? My answer is that the good wine, or a wine that is makes an impact or on me, is when I drink it, it makes me think of the place, who made it. Mm-hmm. And then you Google it, then you find the winery, then you look at it, then you are saying, okay, my next destination is that winery. Mm-hmm. And that is a good wine too, in my definition. And when you drink Old Bridge wine, it definitely makes you do that.
Yeah, a good wine is like a journey, because you are not going just to feel the taste and smell, but like you say, it's going to take you somewhere. It's going to take you to the region where it is made. It's going to take you to the history of the people who make it. So, yeah, it's a magical drink.
Where our listeners can purchase the wine in United States?
So in the U.S. we have two representatives, one on each coast. In California, we have a company called winesofarmenia.com, where people can just go in and order the wines directly at the website and get them delivered. And by the way, there you can find some vintages which are rather rare even for us nowadays, because we are running out of those. On the East Coast in New York area, so we have another guy called Crush, with K, Crush. Like, their website is ourwines.com, where people can also get most of our wines, which we have in our lineup. And we are actually working on getting another exporter in the US, probably in Florida, and we will announce it as soon as they get the wine and start the sales, so that people there can also enjoy our wines. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that they should stop coming to us, because we love having guests from all over the world.
Absolutely. Thank you, Musha, so much. The time went by so fast, and I always say that with each of my guests, because I absolutely love talking and learning all about the stories, the operations, and everything in between. If any of the listeners have any questions, please reach out directly to Musho at Old Bridge Winery. They have Instagram, Facebook, and the email. I'm sure you're going to have more questions. I wish you lots of success. I wish you
peaceful skies
and long, long centuries of operation, just like you said, hopefully to see the wine as a liquid and not as a digital.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you in Armenia.
Thank you, Anushchan. You are always welcome. Thank you for the opportunity. And like you said, on social media, Facebook, Instagram, you just write Old Bridge Winery, and we'll be very happy to answer any questions. Thank you.